Hi, I'm Mike Purcell, and today I have the pleasure of chatting with Sherry Lynn Boyles, the executive director from TESSA. How are you doing, Sherry?
Great. Thank you for having me.
What's the mission of TESSA?
Well, TESSA is the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Center here in Colorado Springs. We serve El Paso and Teller counties, and we also not only work with victims, we actually serve 10,000 victims every year, which tends to surprise people, but we also work on prevention. So we work within the community with community leaders to develop initiatives and raise awareness to help curb the violence.
So if folks need assistance from TESSA, how does that work?
There's actually several ways that we work with people out in the community. Certainly the way that we connect with people the most is our hotline. We have a 24/7 crisis line. That number is 633-3819. And that is answered 24/7 every day of the year. But we also see people at our main office. We see about 1,500 people who just walk in. You don't have to have an appointment. You can come in and talk with an advocate, and they'll walk through options. They'll walk through different processes or just listen if you need to get things off your chest. And we respond to people who show up at the hospital. We serve about 500 people every year who go for what we call forensic medical exams that basically is evidence collection on people's body that they'll use in court. And so we're there to provide moral support and information. And then we also have a court program. So we see people, a couple of thousand people at the courthouse just helping them complete protective orders and sitting with them during the court hearings. So there's a number of ways that we can connect to people or they can connect to us.
Yeah, sounds like it. So TESSA, again, serving El Paso and Teller County.
Yes, and so we have a couple of, we have our main office at the Myron Stratton campus, which is down south on Nevada and Lake. And then we have a couple of satellite offices. We have one in Cripple Creek and one in Cowhan, and we're going to be opening one in Divide.
Great. Unfortunately, I guess there's a need.
There is, and police tell us nationally that about a third of the calls they respond to of all calls are domestic violence or sexual assault related. So it's a pretty big problem that people probably don't really know is that big of a problem because it's not talked about. In fact, there are studies that show us that only 25% of victims actually report sexual assault or domestic violence. So there's a lot more going on than even the thousands that we serve or the thousands that the police respond to. It's behind closed doors, and it's often very taboo and stigmatized. And I think the more that we talk about it, the more that survivors are safe to talk about it, then the more people will know about the issues.
So holiday time, obviously, it can be a difficult time for, you know, for the best of situations. Anything special going on at TESSA during the holidays?
Yes. Well, it's very common that victims don't have a lot of resources or access to money. That's part of the abuse we find in most cases. And they may be living in our shelter. We have a 32-bed shelter, one of the largest in Colorado for domestic violence victims. And so we want to make their holiday as normal and special as we can. So people can donate to what we call Holiday Shop. And this basically allows our clients to, quote, shop, that everything's free for them, but they can come in. We have huge, we get lots of donations this way. They have huge selection. They can pick out toys for their kids, some nice things for themselves, and we'll gift wrap it for them, and they can open it, you know, on Christmas.
Nice. So I understand TESSA's got a big anniversary coming up here next year.
We do. Very exciting. Our 40th anniversary is 2017. We were founded in 1977. So we have lots of big plans for our Ruby anniversary. We have a big gala in the works. We're going to do that in conjunction with a 5K run. It will be our inaugural 5K. We're excited about that. And then we're also going to be doing a prevention summit with key leaders from around the community who have already signed up to participate in this. And this is really going to be about planning initiatives to prevent domestic violence and sexual assault here in Colorado Springs.
Well, Sherry, congratulations for on the upcoming anniversary. Thank you for doing the it's tough work, and thank you for doing it.
Thank you. Well, thank you for hosting us.
And a website where people can find out more about the upcoming events and for next year and TESSA in general?
Yes, you can visit TESSACS.org. So TESSACS for Colorado Springs.org.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.